This is Patrice for Chico Soul. This week, a fatal shooting at the Chico Library, which police say was perpetrated by a Columbine copycat, leaves Chico residents in shock. Also, the backstory on how Chris Hutton reported on former Assemblyman James Gallagher's bill that would void referendums that block housing projects like Valley's Edge. First, Butte County public libraries are temporarily closed in the wake of a Monday afternoon shooting incident at the Chico Library. Meanwhile, an 18-year-old suspect who allegedly killed two adults and injured a child was scheduled to have been arraigned in Butte County Superior Court Tuesday afternoon. The suspect, Bradley Scott Sayer, was allegedly inspired by the deadly 1999 shooting at Colorado's Columbine High School, according to Butte County District Attorney Michael Ramsey. Speaking at a press conference Tuesday, the district attorney said that Sayer allegedly made a, quote, deep dive, unquote, on social media into the Columbine shooting. Ramsey also noted that the words natural selection on the suspect's t-shirt was a reference to one of the Columbine High School gunmen. Shocked Chico residents held a vigil on Tuesday. Some of them spoke to Chico Soul reporter Yu Chung Tang prior to that event.
I've lived here 46 years. I watched this library being built at the time it was built, and I've watched people come and go out of here all over the years, and people drive by that I know. It's a great place to live, and now all of a sudden you have this kind of a tragedy that's so unexpected, and so it's hard to explain, but you just don't want to have any problems like that in your neighborhood. Nobody does. Nobody.
Shortly after 5 p.m. Monday, police arrested the suspect, a recent Chico High graduate, as he fled out the back of the library once they arrived on the scene. They said they recovered the shotgun used in the shooting and found other weapons in the suspect's car. Police Chief Billy Aldridge said Sayer was in custody within minutes of the first 911 call. That quick response was something local resident Leighton Leathers said he appreciated.
And I was here at the shooting, and I feel sad for the victims and some of the kids that we've seen that survived. There's a lot of scared kids out there, but also thankful that I'm still here, and thankful for the police for the quick response and what they did, because without them, there would have been probably a lot more people. They were quick. I thought they were really quick, so I was thankful for that. And I'm just... you know, hopeful for the future. Maybe they can maybe get security for the library now.
Ramsey said that Sayer may be charged with two counts of first-degree murder and possibly additional charges of attempted murder. The victims of the shooting incident are Robert Johnson, 74, of Orland, who was declared dead at the scene, and Jacob Hull, 46, of Chico, who succumbed to his wounds once taken to Enloe Hospital. A young girl, whose injuries may have been caused by broken glass, was treated and released at Enloe. All of the libraries will be closed temporarily while security measures are taken. The Chico branch, where the incident took place, won't reopen until after August, due to needed renovations caused by the incident. Butte County Director of Libraries Misty Wright said she doesn't expect further issues at the other branches, but, she said, staff will remain vigilant. In other news from Chico Soul, we take a look at how reporters work. We'll hear from freelancer Chris Hutton, who tells us how he combed government websites and found sources to tell the story of Assembly Bill 2676, a move by then-Assemblyman James Gallagher that could overturn a 2024 citizen referendum blocking Valley's Edge, a controversial housing development on the outskirts of Chico.
So after speaking with my source and getting the documents that they were able to give me, I then tried to find anything that was available online about it. CalMatters tracks each bill, so I was able to see the history. And then there's also a few websites through the state government that also track it. So I was able to watch each committee hearing that the bill was at when it was on the assembly floor. And so it was just kind of piecing together the puzzle of what was available online. There was no other reporting on this bill. So after digging through the bill myself, I then had to kind of understand what it meant to people in Chico. So
Hutton was 4 days into his reporting when another newspaper published a letter to the editor about the bill and its ramifications. He feared he might be scooped, and he intensified his efforts to flush out the story.
Reported on it. So I just began combing through documents in relation to Valley's Edge and reaching out to people by email, phone, and just talking to as many people as possible to understand better what Valley's Edge meant to them, what the history of the referendum was, and then also what it would mean for this bill to pass and the referendums to potentially be nullified. So that was a lot of the project. And then because I wasn't super familiar with the topic to really report on as much as I wanted to, I went back and watched all the city council meetings, all the community meetings, and read actually the whole 719-page environmental impact report. So I did a lot of research to just fully understand the project itself and the bill. Just looking at what language would affect Valley's Edge. The hardest component was actually tracking down what other issues could have used the retroactive component of the bill. So this would have been anything in pending litigation over a referendum blocking a housing development can use the retroactive component of the bill. I couldn't find anything. I went through each of the measures that CalMatters tracked. I went through numerous news articles. I just tried to find anything that would point me in the right direction. I reached out to Representative Gallagher, who just didn't get back to me. I asked the lawyers who are for Believe in Chico LLC. He said that he wasn't aware of anything, but he also hasn't looked. So I didn't include that in the article, but I tried really hard to find any other pending lawsuit that could use the retroactive component, and all I could find was Valley's Edge.
Check out the infographics Hutton created for Chico Soul's story published June 18th and the many reader comments on our Facebook page. This has been Patrice for Chico Soul. Follow the latest at chicosoul.org. At chicosoul.org, you can also subscribe to our free weekly newsletter, The Little Sun, to get notified about new content and hear directly from our writers. That's chicosoul.org.